Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All my wolves begin to howl. Wake me up, the time is now.
Wow, I'm excited about today. I'm excited about every day, though, so you can't go by me. But we've got an amazing interview. I'm going to play a little of in a half hour with Brent McCall. Get into prisons a little bit as the gateway to understanding just how bad government is across the board, what a destructive force it is, and how it really has no efficacy in terms of the best interests of the people. But first, there's also something exciting going on. We're going to be joined right now by Lily Tong Williams. She is a Chinese immigrant to the United States. She's been here for a while, but she recently moved to New Hampshire because there's some enterprise going on in New Hampshire to make it a new beacon of liberty for the country, since New Hampshire is built on that small government, live free or die motto. Anyway, I'll let Lily tell you the story. She joins us now on WTIC. Lily Tong Williams, thanks for being here.
Oh, hi, Todd. Thank you for having me today.
So did I introduce you correctly? 20 years you lived elsewhere in America, is that right?
I lived in Colorado for 20 years and raised the three children with my husband, started my home business, and just moved to New Hampshire November of 2019. I love New England. It's beautiful here.
So what is this? It is, but it's not all so free as New Hampshire is. What is it that's going on in New Hampshire that drew you there? How did this come to be?
Well, there is a nonprofit organization called the Free State Project. And so I just got approached by some people who love freedom, liberty. They said, they got a favorite motto called Live Free or Die. And if freedom lovers all come to this state, maybe we can at least have more freedom in one state than rest of the other parts of the country. Colorado is totally blue now, so I was looking for options. My husband just retired 2019, and last daughter went to college. So we had a second option to move. So basically from China to Texas to Colorado, Wyoming, then to New Hampshire.
So you what's the organization in New Hampshire called again?
It's called the Free State Project.
The Free State Project. And what does it do to make it so that you would want to move there from Colorado?
Well, first of all, it's the numbers, right? We understand the math. And if you have lots of people of your own kind, move to a smaller state, where New Hampshire is also the largest state representative government in the country. We have 400 state rep positions for people to fill every 2 years. No pay, no per diem. I think they get paid $100 a year or something.
$100 a year. It's amazing. I think that's a little too much, but I like it compared to the other states.
Well, that's why we also do not have a state income tax. We don't have a sales tax. So the biggest tax is a property tax. But in your town, you get a chance to vote for increase or decrease and vote on the town budget and the teacher teachers' pays, you know, school board budget. So you have a little bit of leverage there. Sometimes I still have a pretty good, no property taxes, and we're trying to keep it low. So you have a more citizens' involvement
because
here. Every one vote counts.
Because the decisions are made closer to home in your local government as opposed to big state government taking all the money and deciding what to do with it.
Right. Even in Parker, Colorado, the city councils got elected to make decision vote on the budget. But here, I can go to vote myself every year for my town's budget and for my school board budget.
And do you find that most people take advantage of that opportunity? Because the cliche today is to say that people are too busy and too distracted with leisure activities to invest time in monitoring their own government. But maybe it's because our governments aren't local enough that they aren't actually asking us for our input the way they should be.
Well, for years that half the people don't even vote in this country as citizens. The rights other country people would die for, like in China, I never had the opportunity to vote. I was there for 24 years, never voted one single time. So I came here, I have a skin in the game to be politically informed, to go to local meetings, to find out what they're talking about with my money. So, of course, I understand lots of Americans feel powerless today because no matter what they do, and they're talking to deaf ears or politicians who listen to lobbyists and special interests, they don't listen to the people who supposed actually elect them or they supposed to serve. So it's America today, it's got lots of issues, but still, I love this country.
But Lily, do you see a stronger citizen involvement with government in New Hampshire because of the local control, because of the town meeting that you can go and vote in?
Yes, I do say that. I love it. And we have lots of towns, all are small in size. The biggest city in New Hampshire, Manchester, only got about 110,000 people. But the town I live is 9,300. So that the local involvement is so important. That's why you have to kind of let yourself just like basically be informed. We talk about every year there is a town meeting, budget, deliberative session, and the school board session. And because you state reps and senators, they are not paid. So they're not supposed to serve you. And if they don't have time to serve you, they have to make a living. They have to still continue work for somebody else because, there's no pay. So we don't have a term limit issue. People serve, they go back to their regular life. Would that be great if our, Congress is like that?
Lily, I just got a text from a regular listener who said, ask Lily to move to Connecticut and to run for office here. What you articulated is exactly the frustration people feel in Connecticut, voters feel, taxpayers feel, because all that ever happens, the Democrats are firmly in control, and all they want is higher taxes. It doesn't matter what's going on with the budget, whether the state is flush or whether the state is struggling financially on any given year, they do the same thing. It's always more, more, more. And everybody feels a sense of hopelessness about it because, as you pointed out, the politicians don't listen to taxpayers. They have their favorite special interest groups with whom they have rigged the system, and they don't pay attention to how difficult they're making it for regular folks to survive in the state.
Well, I have been speaking around about this for past few years, and I grew up in China. Of course, the government there is total dictatorship, one-party control. But I also have been warning Americans, how come we let our government from local to state to federal just getting so huge and so entitled to our money, our fruits, our neighbor, and even think our children belong to them, and think they have the moral authority to dominate, overrule us like
yes.
Masters. And, it's like, why? I don't get it. Americans need to get involved and push back at every level.
We're talking to Lily Tong Williams. She has moved to New Hampshire after 20 years in Colorado, and she did it at the behest of a project called FSP.org, if you want to look it up. FSP, Free State Project, FSP.org. And it says on the website, I'm looking at it now, Liberty lives in New Hampshire. Join thousands of freedom-loving people like you. And it's like one of those promotional things that a government would do to get tourists to come check out the state and think about moving there. Do you feel that this movement has some legs? How many people have responded to this?
Well, that they moved to the move was triggered, I think, 2017, when 20,000 people signed a pledge to move here within 5 years. But so far, we had about 5,000 here, and their pledge is that you come here to make maximum efforts to create a free society. I mean, a free state. And so so basically, you come here, then you can go to different groups, you can go to different activities, you can run for office, you can serve nonprofit, do whatever you can, or homeschool groups to create a free society. So we have lots of homeschoolers here, and the people also run for office. There are quite a few in the state house. And every 2 years, as I said, we have 400 state representative seats. So every 2 years, you got to get your likely-minded liberty people to run. It's going to give government check and balances and do not grow government, but quite the contrary, to limit the government powers and the size. Keep taxes? No, that's called the New Hampshire advantage. We have a constitutional concealed carry, open carry. So there's still no state income tax, no sales tax. But people who move here from other states, they have to embrace our spiritual love for freedom. Live free or die. Don't bring your politics here to vote for. I want this.
Yes,
I want that. It's other people's money.
That's right. Lily, hold on. We're going to take a quick break. We'll wrap up with Lily Tong Williams. Take phone calls if you like. 860-522-9842. More coming up on WTIC. Thanks for being here. Welcome to Wednesday, another weekend fast approaching. Our guest, Lily Tong Williams, the Free State Project, FSB.org. I just got a text from another listener, Lily, who said that he's part of the project. I look forward to hearing more of those details from
cool.
Steve.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
Yeah, isn't that great?
I know. There are lots of people signed, but they just haven't got their timing and to be perfect to move yet. So I look forward all liberty lovers come to our beautiful small state so we can have a little bit, hopefully it's a little liberty freedom paradise.
That would be great. Well, it's been paradise for a long time, but New Hampshire has over the last, I don't know, 25 years or so, that dynamic that you expressed a few moments ago, and that is that people migrate there. So lots of people moved from Massachusetts into the southern part of New Hampshire and brought their liberalism there. They left because it was too expensive for them to live in Massachusetts. They wanted more rural. They wanted access to the outdoors and the mountains. And then they moved up there and they started voting blue, or they continued voting blue. And it's made New Hampshire a purple state, hasn't it?
I know. Sadly, it is purple. Ever since I come to America in 1988, I have seen America is also going down the wrong path. I mean, I still love this country, think it's supposed to be the shining city on hill for freedom lovers all over the world, but we are going down this Marxist socialist path so fast. That's why I am speaking around now, ask people to let me to go teach students about the horrors of communism and socialism, and talk to radio hosts like you in each state to talk about my stories.
Lily, what is different? I frequently talk about the Democratic Party as the Communist Party because their philosophy is to always make the government bigger, always put more power in the hands of the government. And by definition, that means to always make the individual weaker. And the American system is based on the idea of the power belongs in the hands of the people, that it belongs to us as a matter of right. And the government has no right to be trampling it. But we've now got a brainwashed populace that doesn't even question that the government is taking more and more all the time, and that that's against the American, the notion of the American system that the founders set out to use to build this country. What are you, how do you feel about what we have now? How far away are we from, do you think, a collapse into not being much different in real life from the authoritarian regime that you came from?
Well, I have quite lots of Democrat friends. They're very nice people and compassionate. I think it's the radical leadership level are infiltrated by communist Marxists who use people's compassion to serve their agendas. You know, that lots of people just are not politically well educated to know all these things I've been hearing in this country now, public good, an equitable outcome, all that are Marxist communist terms in our schools, in our government, but the people just don't know because they never were taught on good history lessons. I go to school, some kids are just eyes wide open. They never heard of personal stories like that. What atrocities of communism, but they just don't know because they kind of whitewashed in even on the two main pages mm-hmm. of Wikipedia. They don't talk about how awful that is, how many people died under that kind of regime.
Well, the stories we hear about China now with the kind of the social scores that they're giving people, and creating a much more oppressive society, it seems, using modern technology.
Right. It's called big digital censorship and tyranny now. They use a social credit system to track and watch your every move on social media. If your groups post something they don't like, it will drag your credit score down. And because of that, you cannot even get a mortgage. You cannot get a loan for your business. Your kids cannot go to that local school. And I think that the communists in America are learning from China about those tracking and censorship techniques and use modern technology. And unfortunately, our big corporations are in bed with government. That's very dangerous in this cancel culture. So if you disagree with another side, which is 50% of the people, you could get canceled. That's why majority of people are very silenced. They are fear for their careers, their business. But because I value freedom, so I come to this country, I have to speak up, encourage people to say, we cannot be silenced because they will come after you anyway once they take control all levels of society and destroy our, you know, civil institutions. We cannot just say they won't come talk to me and I will be left alone. No, believe me, yeah. They will come after all of us. Only the one ruling class will benefit.
We've got to wrap up. Give us a closing thought. What do you want people to do?
Well, if you like to hear my posts and stories to educate people, please go to my Facebook page, Lily for Liberty. And that's the public page. Everybody can go there, share. And also my YouTube video, Lily Tom Williams. I talk about lots of my stories, why I draw parallels between China and what's happening today in America.
Okay, so Lily for Liberty is the Facebook page. And what's the YouTube page?
Lily Tong Meeting? That's my name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sorry. Lily Tong Williams. Okay, good. Lily, it's been great to talk with you. You're a terrific guest, and thank you for fighting for liberty. People can also check out the Free State Project, FSP.org. Lily, thank you so much. We'll do it again, okay?
Thank you, Tal, for having me.
All right, great to talk with you. 860-522-9842. I like that. I like that somebody is pushing, that there's an organization in New Hampshire trying to remind people what America is supposed to be with the New Hampshire, that brand of New Hampshire's free state, what is it? Live free or die. It used to say it on the license plate. I don't know if it still does, but that brand is a powerful thing, and they're trying to make it into a magnet. We'll talk more about it, and then we'll get into the prison thing in the interview I had with Brent McCall earlier. I'm going to play you a little. It's riveting stuff. Stay with us on WTIC.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.